Hello, my name is Shivani Agarwal. I am a clinician researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, and I specialize in diabetes care. I am here at the ADA in San Diego, and I have some very exciting news to report. We have learned over the last few days that there are many new treatments and exciting treatments for hypoglycemia. As many of you may or may not know, hypoglycemia is a very significant problem, continues to be in people who are with type 2 diabetes, who are on insulin treatment, or with type 1 diabetes, and really is not only a medical issue, but a quality of life issue for these patients and their families, including hypoglycemia related to nighttime, sleeping. It leads to a lot of loss of sleep. Or exercise. So there are many different scenarios where hypoglycemia can become really critical for patients and their families. And formerly, we didn't really have a lot of treatments. It was eat some sugar if you feel low, or if you were basically almost unconscious, we have glucagon, which right now in its current form has a powder and a liquid, and you have to mix it and then deliver it. And it basically is life-saving, but not necessarily the most reliable or, not reliable, not necessarily the most desirable treatment that we have. So now we have more options. One of the really exciting things that has come out of this meeting is the ability for technology to preemptively target hypoglycemia. And so a lot of these new pumps, the artificial pancreas systems, and the there are current pumps that are already using these algorithms will actually predict whether or not a patient is going low, either nighttime or related to exercise, and will actually stop delivering insulin in response to that. And then the data is very good to suggest that even just that intermittent cessation of insulin will decrease the risk that you're going to get hypoglycemia, but also not cause rebound hyperglycemia. And the algorithms are getting better and better. So that's really exciting. The data is very compelling. They've done it in all age groups, and it's been pretty much consistent. And then the other new thing that's happening, that's coming about is that glucagon, because of its inability to remain in solution, has been a real bear to deliver. Now, two new formulations of glucagon in an aqueous solution, so it's already in liquid form in the syringe, already pre-drawn, are now being used in research purposes and hopefully going to hit the market soon. In mini doses, in larger doses, you can keep them in your purse, you can keep them on your bedside, deliver a dose just like insulin, and it's very effective. So we have this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have a lot more to learn, but it's definitely a new year for treatments and advancements in hypoglycemia.